Help, I Want to Give Up Smoking by Claire Richardson. Introduction. The aim of this book is not to shock you with statistics about how bad smoking is for your health. Everyone has their own set of reasons why they started smoking, and similarly, everybody has a unique collection of reasons to prompt them to think about giving up. I assume that you have picked this book because you want to give up. Well, unless you have been living in an isolation tank for the past few decades, you cannot help but be aware of the dangers inherent in the common cigarette. Smokers are bombarded by the media, the government, by public opinion, day in and day out, and their numbers are rapidly decreasing. Smokers are an obstinate and dying breed, literally. But this does not seem to make any difference to those determined to ignore the warnings. If 3 in every 10 smokers die of lung cancer, I will definitely be one of the 7 who doesn't, you think to yourself, and look at Granny, she's smoked for 50 years and she's fit as a fiddle. Sound familiar? But you can't bury your head in a cloud of smoke forever. Hopefully you are listening to this book because the niggling feeling that you ought to quit now has got the better of the little devil who says that you can give up any time, and now isn't a good time anyway. Alternatively, perhaps someone who cares about you, or equally detests your habit, is attempting to give you a little nudge in the right direction. But how often have you been warned that you can only hope to succeed in the battle against the combination of your nicotine addiction and your habit if you are 101% sure that you want to give up? Unfortunately, this is where the catch-22 situation arises. Nobody is ever certain that they want to give up smoking. Each person thinking about quitting starts by worrying that they might fail. However, this feeling is soon replaced by the all-consuming panic that you might actually succeed. Success at giving up smoking for the smoker is terrifying.